Hello, Sean?
Yeah, this is he.
Hey, Sean, it's Amy Nelson with Local Splash. How are you?
Okay, great. You guys located in California, because I'm in California too. So
yeah, we're in Orange County, down here in Fountain Valley.
Fountain Valley, okay. I'm not too familiar with it. I'm in the Central Coast in San Luis Obispo, Santa Barbara, Santa Maria area.
Right. So I'm down here about 10 minutes from Disneyland.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm real familiar with where you're at.
Irvine and all.
Yeah, not too far from Irvine. Exactly, about 10 minutes from Irvine. Fountain Valley's right next to Huntington Beach, not too far from Anaheim.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not a big city guy. And I grew up in the Central Coast, so we're always avoiding L.A.
This is Orange County, so we're north. L.A. is north of us, so we're between L.A. and San Diego. But it is still a pretty densely populated area.
Well, everybody from my part of California considers anything south of Santa Barbara to be like pretty much L.A., so we just call it L.A.
I understand. I understand that. Yeah, it makes sense. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
I even avoid L.A. traffic, so...
Yeah.
Oh man.
I have a friend that lives in down in an area called Santa Margarita.
Rancho Santa Margarita.
Right. It's down by, I forget where the area is.
It's by Tributo Canyon, a little bit further than Irvine. It's what we call South County.
Yeah, there it is, yes. And she's a friend of mine, and she wants me to come visit, and she wants to show me the area, like Dana Point and all that.
Mm-hmm.
San Clemente, and then
it's very pretty.
I don't know how. It's the only way to get there is to drive through LA, and that's just like, oh no.
No, you can fly into Orange County. You don't have to drive.
That's true. There's a flight to
Orange County, Santa
Where's
Ana.
Where's the airport? Oh, Santa Ana, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and where the airport is located, it's like right on the border of like Irvine, Santa Ana, Huntington, Costa Mesa, like a few of the major cities are like bordering right up to it. It's very in a very central area, so it's easy to get in and out.
Oh, right. What's the name of the airport?
John Wayne Airport.
Oh, yeah, of course. John Wayne. I've heard of that guy. It sounds familiar.
Well, you sound like a real fun guy, Sean.
Yeah, I'm a California guy. You have to be insane to be here, so.
Well, you know, I don't know that you have to be insane to be here. I just don't believe that. So I was born in Mobile, Alabama, and I'm like a true Southern girl at heart. I really am. And I go back and I see all my family and they expect me to be like some crazy California person. And I'm like, we're still human. We still put our pants on one leg at a time. We're not any different just because we think differently, you know, like, I don't know. I think it's funny.
Know.
You know,
one of my friends has described California as the world's largest open air free range insane asylum.
I don't know. Have you ever been to New York? It's pretty nutty over there.
Yeah, I do. I have. No, I lived on the East Coast for a long time.
Yeah.
And the South. I was stationed down South, so I know.
Oh, where? You're a veteran?
Yeah, 22 years military. So.
Wow. Where were you stationed?
Oh, all over the world. I was in the Navy, then the Army, then the Air Force.
Wow.
I finished off three different branches, which
well,
I stayed
Sean,
in the
thank you.
Air Force from the beginning. Thank
from
you.
The beginning to the end? Wow. That's crazy.
Oh, yeah.
I was born in Mobile, Alabama. There's a naval base right
down
there.
Yeah, I've been there. Oh, yeah, I know where that is. Greatest seafood. Oh, man.
Mm-hmm. There's a hospital right there. That's the hospital I was born at.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I've spent a lot of time down kind of in that area, but I miss the food. I miss that food. So
you got to get a southern,
anyway,
some southern cooking, huh?
Yeah, but there's nowhere. There's a couple of, like, Cajun-type places, but they're not really...
No, you just need a southern cook. I could cook southern food. Like, you just need somebody who knows how to cook good southern food.
Well, maybe you can cook for me someday. That'd be cool.
Maybe. You never know, right? So tell me about Connected Energy.
Okay. So, yeah, we're a company that does backup power generators, but we're switching mostly to energy storage, battery systems, called Energy Storage Systems, ESS.
Okay.
And that's where the, you know, the industry is going of electrical, electricity, I should say, power generation and power consumption for California especially. So what we're doing is, you know, we've been doing generators in Generac and Briggs & Stratton, you know, normal liquid and air-cooled generators for a long time.
Okay.
But we want to transition away from that and use that generators, gas-operated, you know, natural gas and propane or diesel only as a backup for battery systems when they need charge.
Like so solar? That, you're using it as a backup for, like, solar? Is it solar?
Well,
or?
Solar is just a way of charging batteries. Mm-hmm. Solar, the battery systems don't care where they get the power from. Not to give you technical training here, but it's, for the marketing purposes, energy storage is taking solar, which is normally just tied to the grid and selling it back to the utility.
Mm-hmm.
That is changing and going away gradually. There are systems, people's homes that have PV, photovoltaic, solar panels on the roof. Mm-hmm. They're not going to do anything for them anymore. They're just going to create power. I mean, it's not even, they're not going to make money anymore. They're not going to get, you know, 24 cents per kilowatt hour. They're going to get 4 cents a kilowatt hour.
Mm.
And so the only purpose to have electrical self-generation is to use it as a time machine where you're charging a battery. A battery then can be programmed when it's charged full of electricity to discharge to your personal grid, being your kitchen, refrigerator, your home, at the time of the highest rate usage, which would be like from 4 p.m. till 9 p.m. at night.
Yeah, that is, yeah, when everybody's off work and school, right?
Right. And so anyway, that's called peak shaving, and that's called time of use. So therefore, your battery is doing, your battery's become a time machine where it stored the energy when it was cheap to store it, and discharging it when it's expensive to use. So therefore, you're evening out, and you're actually, so that's the purpose of battery, and also a backup source. So if the power does go out completely, well, the battery starts discharging to everything, no matter what time of day.
Okay.
If there's a power outage. So it's doing the same thing. It's being a time machine, and it's a backup as needed. So that is where the future lies in California energy. And we are want to be at the tip of the spear for that. A lot of companies are doing it, jumping on board. And you'll see a lot of companies that are doing, you know, battery systems this, battery system that. But they're choosing the wrong technology. We think we have the perfect technology.
Nice. Okay.
We don't create the, we don't make it. We just sell it and install it. We think we found the perfect,
solution.
Source to do that. Solution that's cheaper, inexpensive, relatively inexpensive, and
affordable.
Easy to do. So affordable. So we want to break into this area, this general, this region, the 805. Is, that's why my company is called CE805 for our area. Is the biggest untapped area in California.
Okay.
That there's big need, and we want to be able to be on the front page. Now we kind of are. But locally, you know, in Santa Maria, and I can never really get a good answer from my SEO company that I've been using for years. They're just kind of, you know, nebulous about what they do and how I can tell what's going on. And, and you know, the guy's a friend of mine. You know, I need to find a company that can show me what they're doing and see quick results, and I can, you know, check it out. That's why.
Sure. Okay.
I'm looking at you guys.
Awesome. Thank you for sharing that with me, Sean, because I definitely believe that we could help.
And it's a lot of words.
Yeah. I appreciate you letting me know, though, because it really lets me know where you're at with everything. So you have a current search engine optimization company. It's a friend or an independent office? Or?
Yeah. They have an office, and they're kind of near me. But the guy is, he's a local guy like me, and but he spends half his life in Thailand.
Mm-hmm.
And he has people that supposedly run it for him when he's gone, but a lot of them don't. And they're kind of, you know, it's just a real small operation. They do an okay job, but they're not the, you know.
Did he build the website?
I'm looking. I did. And, well, using his software needs some work. There's some missing things.
Okay.
And it needs to be updated. And I do that myself. But I can, you know, one of the things I'm looking for is ability to, you know, I've got a host and I've got a login and an editor that I use,
mm-hmm.
to WYSIWYG drag and drool editor,
mm-hmm.
that supposedly has SEO built in and supposedly,
mm-hmm.
But I guess he's saying that we are on the front page of Google, but that's only if you're in Santa Maria,
mm-hmm.
you type in energy storage or generator Santa Maria. You know, you put in, you type in the name of the town we're in. What if you're not? What if you're in, you know, some town in the Central Coast and you just type in energy storage? How does it know your IP address?
Yeah, that's a great question. So there's a few different things. First and foremost, we're a full digital marketing firm. We've been doing this for 19 years. Right now, mm-hmm. when there's a couple of different ways. So wherever the business is physically located,
mm-hmm.
is where it's going to come up. And if the local map naturally covers for approximately 10 to 15 miles where it's at. So Santa Maria, the epicenter is at 831 Knudsen Way, right? That's your business address?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that's where the pin was dropped and that's where the verification happened. So it's going to cover up naturally. It covers at approximately, you know, 5, 10, 15 miles right around there. Now, they don't always have to be in Santa Maria in order to come up. If you're programmed incorrectly, if it's within that 15-mile radius, you can still come up as a top option depending on what you're offering. And what you're offering is more of a niche market, so you would conceivably come up if you have the proper type of programming. But when I look at your Google Business profile, see, there's two different types of SEO. The kind that is what we call on-site SEO, which is done through the website, and that takes about 6 to 8 months to get ranking. Or there's off-site SEO, which is what we offer, and that's done through SEM, which is search engine marketing, specifically through pay-per-click,
uh-huh.
pay-per-lead, and the Google Business Profile off-site optimization. I'm looking at your profile, and it looks healthy enough, but there's quite a few things that we could add in order to help it to get the type of activity that you're looking for. First and foremost, you have 1 5-star review. It's going to be,
yeah.
and that's from 3 years ago. So that's
yeah.
a pretty old review. The first thing we want to do is
yeah.
help to gain and gather 5-star reviews. That's going to be paramount. We have a couple of tools in order to help do that. Additional to that, we also have, there's no weekly posts for this particular listing, meaning there's been no regular posting on behalf of the company, okay?
You like in a blog or something?
No weekly posts. Hold on.
Or change to the website. Yeah.
Hold on. I had another call.
Go ahead.
I'll call after.
No,
I'm telling this other gentleman if he wants to take it. If not, then I'll call after. So, hold on. Numbers are in there. Insurance. BGC is only needed. Okay. All right. So, no, what I mean is, like, on your Google profile down at the bottom, there's an opportunity for you as the business owner or us as the marketing company to go on and post regularly about your company. So it is kind of like a blog. We would get a quick, you know, synopsis of whatever it is, or say there's a, say you're running a special on, I know generators isn't what we're moving towards, but let's just say for the, all intents and purposes, you're running a special for 10% off all generators purchased, within this time frame. We're going to run that ad live. We're going to run that post live across all destinations. So it's going to come up when somebody punches in any of the keywords associated, it's going to pull from that Google listing. And it's going to have you come up as a top recommended option, even if you're a few miles away from them. Does that make sense?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Okay.
Additional to that, it needs keywords, backlinking. It does need some manual submissions. Like I see here that you have the Yelp, and it looks like there's also a BBB listing. We want everything connected to the Google Business Profile. In addition to that, with the Facebook, we can run Facebook ads that are automatically retargeting. This is going to give you the length on the program, so to speak. We're able to really kind of spread it out in order to target the particular areas that you want to come up in. Additional to that, we can run Google ads. Google ads are going to give you programming into specific zip codes on the first page of Google at the top in the Google ad section. So it's literally like dropping your Google ad with a site link extension specific to your website on their little zip code area. So you're literally like putting your business card into their back pocket in what Google calls that micro moment. So in that moment when they're doing that search, looking specifically for the alternative power source, the clean energy, the backup power source, all the services that you're providing, then in that micro moment, which is what Google calls that, and you do have a cap on it because there's not a whole lot of other people offering what you're offering in your industry or your area. So there is a huge book of business in your backyard. We just have to get you put in front of the people who are actually looking for it and make sure that you're ranking there.
Right. That's kind of what the thing is, everything has been so nebulous in the last few years with my company. I use that word a lot, nebulous. I don't know why. I was in the astronomy club.
What does it mean?
But
a
big splatter of,
okay.
Yeah.
Vague.
Just like my mind in the cloud in the haze.
Okay. Understood. Okay.
Yeah. So anyway, I just want to get it all wired down. I just want to get it all wired tight and locked down. And so it's activated in the best way instead of, you know, this, that, and, you know, it's just been, and I don't have the mind for this. This is why we have experts like you guys to, you know, do this.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And with all due respect, how long has he been running your Google listing and taking care of this for you?
Oh, it's been a couple of years. I mean, it's been 2.5-3 years, but it's been, you know, off and on, and he's had issues with his employees and people not doing anything or spaced out, and he gets these college kids and doesn't pay them to come in, like interns, and they just screw around and play video games all day. And, you know, it's just been not, you know, I want to go to the next level. Let's just put it that way.
Well, let us help you get to the next level.
Okay.
Yeah, we can definitely help you get to the next level.
Yeah, and there's a company that I've been looking at, but they're in Connecticut, so we're back east, and they're great, and they work with generators, mm-hmm. but they're new to the energy storage mm-hmm. Battery systems. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it also helps the people that know what I'm talking about and understand that this industry is going to be huge. My competitors obviously have somebody doing all this for them that know mm-hmm. what's going on or know about it because they're ranking mm-hmm. higher than me, and they're driving brand new trucks, and I'm not. That means that I'm doing something wrong.
Well, I don't know what you're paying this guy. I don't know what you've got going on, and I'm not here to speak badly about another company at all.
Right.
But as far as I can tell, whatever's going on with your current programming is the bare minimum. Like whatever it takes to just keep it on Google. There's no advancement.
Yeah.
There's been no post recently that's going to make your listing look attractive. Get people to look at you. The last time photos were posted, it shows me as like 4 years ago, 2 years ago, 3 years ago. There's no recent photos letting people know that you're active, even letting Google know that you're active on your Google listing. When there's regular activity on your Google listing, when people are going to your website and clicking on it, when they're looking at your photographs, when they see that you come up as a top option, then you're going to get activity. When somebody looks at Google, right, and they may not even click on your listing, they may go to Facebook a couple hours later and they're just kind of scrolling through and bam, here comes CE805 rolling up through their profile because we're retargeting them because they looked for any of the services that you were providing. And in that micro moment, you're the only company that's coming up right then directly in front of them. You've captivated your audience because you're not listed there among your competitors. You're targeting that particular person in that moment. You've been retargeted. Think about it. When you go to Google and you look for something, and then the next time you go to Facebook, you go to Yelp, you go to Nike, and even those ads that are coming up on the site as you're shopping, those are all retargeted ads.
Oh, it's scary. One time I was on my computer and doing my work. I had to go to the bathroom. I got up, went to the bathroom, came back, sat down. There was an ad for toilet paper.
Right.
That's a joke. I'm kidding.
I'm just saying.
It's actually a terrible attempt at humor. But,
there's a lot of opportunity here for actual retargeting. If you really want to get a hold on this and really capture that book of business, it's just going to depend on your budget.
Yeah, that's why I was here. It's like, almost everybody says the same thing. It's like, how much you want to spend? It's like, zero. How much you want to make? Billions.
Right.
So somewhere in between is kind of like a happy medium there.
Exactly.
So,
if you spend a dollar and you make 10 back, you're going to spend the dollar every day, right?
Right. But it also depends on, the investment and what it's going to cost per month and so on and so forth. But so I just want to know, let's say I want to be, what would you recommend in my local area? And also, another quick question is, if you type in CE805, you see it comes up with Connected Power Solutions. That was our, we used that URL just for a little while. Then I thought, I don't like that. That's too big. It looks huge and it's just whatever. I want something simple. But it was forwarded or linked or whatever. Mm-hmm. And they're telling me, get rid of that because it'll screw up your SEO. It'll mess up everything.
Yeah, now that it's connected, you want to leave it. And that's the SEO in the back end of the website. So, they've already got it forwarding. That's fine. But the business name, as it reads on the first page or on Google, is Connected Energy. It's not CE805. So the inconsistencies, the inaccuracies like that, the fact that everything doesn't match across the board, all of these things hurt your ranking, so to speak, simply because it's going to require that you have a proper overhaul of everything. Now, if you're asking me what I recommend, this is a plug-and-play type of situation, meaning it's a la carte. You can add in each piece that you could possibly need. You can increase each piece that you need. Once you start seeing a strong return on investment in a particular area, say with Facebook ads or with Google ads, then you can increase the budget in that particular area. But the very bare minimum product that we have to start with is the optimization of the Google Business Profile itself, which is going to get it up to standard. That's $199 a month. That's month-to-month, no contract. If you add in $100 of Facebook ads, which I recommend because those Facebook ads are very inexpensive yet very lucrative way to advertise, Facebook ad clicks for my company are between 5 and 50 cents per click. We pass that savings down directly. So for the $100 investment, you're getting a minimum of 200 acquisitions just from the Facebook ads. We're building those Facebook ads. The professionals are building those ads. We're running those ads live and retargeting to your specific zip codes and areas. Okay?
Okay.
Additional to that, the Google ads are done in $300 increments. So if you chose to move forward with a full package, you're looking at $5.99 a month. Again, month to month, no contract. The Google ads are going to allow you to target into those specific zip codes, giving you conceivably a second position on the first page of Google, because CE805 is going to come up at the top in the Google ads section. And anytime somebody does a specific search for those particular keywords, the things that you were mentioning to me, and I was taking some of those keywords down here, the energy storage, the power source, the battery source, things like that. When they're punching these things in, your company is going to come up, even if it's outside of the regular radius where the company is physically located, because you're offering a niche service. Right? There's only so many providers mm-hmm. offering what you're offering. And if it's a specific zip code that you're targeting, you're going to come up as a top option. When they click on that link going to your website, it takes them directly to your website, your phone number, your information, eliminating your competition.
That's what I'm looking for. That's exactly what I want to do. And you just named it. And I can't seem to get those answers or even this, what you're saying from everybody else that I've tried before. One company that didn't do anything at all, just took my money mm-hmm. and nothing changed. And then other ones, they're just kind of like hit or miss.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not kind of, I think it's because it's new to them, my industry. Mm-hmm. It is very niche, very unique, but that's going to change. So that's why we wanted to, be the people, the first in the area. We're not the first, but do well,
right.
Better than we are.
And the beauty
to
is
the point
that,
of, go ahead.
Well, you get tracking and reporting. So you keep mentioning that like nobody's been able to explain it to you or really nail it down, right? So in addition to explaining it to you, Sean, I think that one of the more important things is for you to be able to see it, right? Like you have to track it.
Uh-huh.
You have to see clicks to the website, location of the searches that have been performed, how many phone calls you're receiving. You're able to track keyword per impression, meaning how many times somebody looked up that specific keyword and your company came up as a top option, how many times they clicked on the site, how many times they called you directly. So we have a tracking system for that entire platform. We can track the entire package with the click of a button. And you have those search results produced directly in front of you any time that you want to view them. So you're also able to go in and make changes or adjustments, right? Because it's not like we sprinkle magic fairy dust and we hope for the very best. If you know that certain keywords mm-hmm. or you see that certain keywords are hitting harder, or maybe you want to run a special in a particular area, or you see that we're leaning a little heavier to this direction, then we can put more emphasis in that direction with the ad spend. We just change the direction.
Okay. I like the idea that, it's flexible and you keep changing directions and someone's always looking at it, or I can always look at it and make recommendations to.
Yeah, you can actually make the changes yourself because you have access to do that through the dashboard. Like, and if you're making too many changes or if we don't feel like it's going to be a good change based on our data from Google directly, then we're going to let you know, hey, listen, slow down. We recommend X, Y, and Z. And if you want to change it, you can continue to change it because it's absolutely yours to do so with, but you're paying us for our expertise, right? You're paying us to give you that top recommendation based off the search results that are being produced, based off what the algorithms show, based off the keyword coverage and number of searches being done, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's what we do for you, and we include that, all inclusive. It's all in one place called your local / dashboard, and that puts it into a neat little bow where you're able to literally click through the dashboard and you can click on insights. You can click on Google ads, see how many clicks per ad, how many keywords per ad, how many times it went to the website. You can click on the Facebook. You can literally analyze each individual breakdown and review generation.
Okay, I like it. I like the and we need to get more reviews. I know I need to get more customers to give reviews and the problem
for
is
now,
I don't have a dedicated. Go ahead.
Right. Well, for now we can even just get you the time. We can give you a QR code that you can send in text messages to your friends. family, anybody willing to say something nice about your company for now, we can crank those reviews up. I'm sure you know enough people to give you a 5-star review, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
right.
Definitely. Okay.
So that's where we start.
Well, I like it.
That's where we start. Okay. We start with the family and friends. We start with getting those 5-star reviews. We start with the customers that are most, you know, frequent, the ones that you've had most recently. And it literally sends them a clickable link where it says, hey, you know, thank you for choosing CE 805. If you have a stellar experience, please go on and leave us a 5-star review. And if you had anything less than the stellar experience, then please let us know immediately. Or it's customizable. But the idea here is to gain and gather exactly what you need to make your company successful. Right now, the company that you currently have, I'm not saying that it's not successful. I'm just saying that it definitely lacks. And I see a lot of room for improvement. I'd really like the opportunity
to
earn your business.
Every morning I wake up, I see it lacks and needs improvement. That's like, I need to, you know, that's what I think about all the time is my business is, my workers are like, I need a raise. It's like, okay, well, we need improvement so you can get a raise. It's
right.
Business. And some, I have to run the business instead of go out there and fix your problem because you run over a nail and you have a flat tire in the middle of the desert, you know.
Right.
My guys are just, it's like having children having employees.
It is.
Oh, my gosh.
It is. It is. Right. It's a lot like that. They don't even pay attention. They don't treat it like it's theirs. They don't treat it, you know, like it's something to be treasured and taken care of so that it can produce for you again tomorrow, you know.
What like a concept. Oh, my God.
Use your brain. You know what I mean? Do you want the car to work again tomorrow? Then maybe don't drive over the, you know, pile of nails right there. Like.
Oh, my God. And maybe you don't come to work looking like the Geico caveman, okay?
How about you trim
that dang beard? Why do young people have to look like a, you know,
Scruffalophagus?
A caveman?
I don't know.
What?
My son's not like that.
What's up with that?
Praise God that he's a clean-cut kid. He's turning 15, and he's about his hygiene. He's about looking nice. I am. He doesn't keep his room so clean, but his personal self, at least his personal self is in a, you know, a situation where we can display him confidently in the world, you know?
Yeah, my son complains about women, about girls, because he's in his late 20s. He's complaining about girls, and I'm like, dude, you look like a pig, okay?
Right.
I just want to tell him, you know?
They don't
First
like
thing
that.
You need to do is clean up your look. No.
Yeah.
Some
and,
girls
well, you're
like
gonna,
that pig
You're going to attract like. Exactly what you get, though. Exactly what you're putting out there is what you're going to attract.
That is the general in life. You just nailed it right there.
Yeah, it is. And you're going to get what you give, 100%. So if you're out there looking like, oh, scruffy dog, then that's what you're going to get, buddy bear.
Oh, scruffy dog. I like that.
So you want to give this a shot?
Anyway,
let us earn your business, Sean?
Yeah. Yeah, sure. Let's do it. I know
okay.
It takes a little time and everything for results to happen, but as fast as possible would be great because.
Yeah. So with the package that I'm putting together for you, let me break it down for you so that you understand how long everything does take. And that way there's no surprises because we give you everything in writing. Okay. Everything is completely broken down in writing for you. Normally, the terms and conditions state about 30 to 45 days for full first page placement within the local map. You're already ranking for some of the keywords in your area, and you already have the Google business profile. That 30 to 45 day mark is pretty much for companies who are just starting out who don't have anything at all. So that doesn't apply to you. All right. You're going to see activity a lot quicker in that area. With the Facebook ads and the Google ads, both of those are completely up and running in the first 7 to 14 days with all the calls coming directly to you. So that's going to be up and running pretty much as quickly as humanly possible, okay? What's going to happen is you're going to have a client onboarding with my technician. And during this phone call, it's literally a fact-finding mission. My technician's going to send you an invitation to give us access to your Google business profile to begin programming for that. They're also going to send you an invitation to give us access to the Facebook page so we can begin the programming on that. Okay? We want to get moving forward as quickly as possible. So we have a 20 to 30 minute phone interview that's going to walk you through exactly everything that we need so that we can get moving on it for you as soon as possible. And the tracking system is available to you right after you sign up. We give you the username and password, so that way you are able to begin tracking the results of the program immediately. Every time there's a development, you are notified. And the reason that we notify you right away is so that you're able to go in and track it and see how well each individual piece is working for the company. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So for account purposes, I have your first name, S-E-A-N. Is that correct?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Last name is Cassidy, C-A-S-S-I-D-Y.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Email is sean@ce805.com. Is that correct?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Perfect. So the first email that you see coming through is going to be from me, anelson@localsplash.com, and it's going to be labeled VIP campaign. So this is going to be an overview of the campaign that we're going to be providing for you. I have gone ahead and waived the setup fee altogether, which is normally a $299 on top of that, but I've gone ahead and I've waived that completely.
Cool, thanks.
Yeah. Well, awesome. This is going to be a really, really great fit for you. And in addition to that, I'm giving you another little gift, which is in the first month, we're going to give you an additional, we're going to go ahead and give you an additional $100 in Google Ads. So that way it's going to give you a very strong push right out the gate. Okay. Cause we want to make sure that you're getting everything that you need. Now I have a business address with the home office, which you confirmed at 831 Newton Way, Santa Maria, California, 93458. I'm going to get it out.
Sure. Now, I was waiting. Like, wait. Yep, where is this now?
She's coming back around. Do you want the business name to be listed as Connected Energy, or do you want it CE805?
Well, that's a good question. That's another thing. Is everything is called Connected Energy, and CE805 was just a way of shortening the website URL and creating memorableness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Memorabilia.
And also
right. Snappy.
Right.
Catchy.
And, yeah, exactly. Make it snappy. Make it sound cool. And the thing is, the 805 area code is like, this is the coolest people who, you know, very proud of it, you know,
yes.
The area code.
The Ventura and, Santa Barbara and, people.
Yeah, exactly. The Snooty's Ventura. You're putting the 805.
How funny.
Yeah, it's true. And it goes all the way up to like Paso Robles, right?
Right.
And the whole Central Coast is a big area, but it's not very well populated. It's, you know, there's only a few towns that are 50,000 and above or whatever.
Right.
But, so anyway, yeah, so there's that. And then there's Connected Energy, Connected Power Solutions. You know, I kind of want to get rid of that, but I don't want to lose, you know, I want to slowly wean away and make everything look, you know, consistent. I want consistency and branding and everything to be the same across the board, from my websites to my business cards to the wraps on our cars to the shirts on our backs. Everything to have that consistent feel, including in the internet world and the, you know, so should we get rid of that Connected Power Solutions? That's going to mess up the SEO.
Yes.
Is that gonna,
so what yeah. I would do, what I would suggest is there's more things that say Connected Energy. Connected Energy LLC. There's more association with that, and it already has a carbon footprint. I would keep it Connected Energy and let the catchphrase be the CE805, right? Let that be the catchy piece, right? But getting rid of the other ones that are connected, the power source and like that. Absolutely. I would completely get rid of that. I wouldn't include that as part of it, simply because you don't want to deviate from what you've already got. Okay?
Right. And it looks kind of sketchy.
Mm-hmm.
And,
yes.
But someone, I've been told, don't do that because that'll screw up SEO. And that'll
it
mess,
will.
Because the world.
It, yeah. It
but
will.
Only for a while, right?
Mm-hmm. And that, and the other thing that it'll do is if you have enough misassociations, Google will actually flag it as like a problem and will suspend your page. Okay? So we don't want any of that. Yeah, we don't need any of that. Okay? We want to make sure that your page is as accurate and consistent as possible. So we want to disassociate from anything like that. Now, for the Google Business Profile, you have access to that, right?
Yeah, I do. I have a login for that. Google My Business login. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So what's going
to
happen?
I have to find the file because.
Yeah, well, we'll send you an invitation, so it's easy. We take the guesswork out of it, so you don't have to go in and figure everything out. We're going to send you an invitation. Now, I am going to make you aware that only one company can manage that Google Business Profile at a time, so I'm assuming you're going to cut the other guy loose, right?
Yeah, because I'm not sure if they even do anything. Like I said, I do have an account in SEO. Google My Business is, you know, connectedenergyusa@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
I have a password, of course. And it's just, you know, everything's just all so spaced around. I'm just going to have to, like, cut them loose. They don't really,
right,
really do anything anyway.
They're not really doing much anyways at this point. Put your marketing dollars in where they're going to matter, and it's really going to affect the business in a positive manner.
Yeah.
And it's all done month to month, so there's no contract. We're performance-based. We're going to earn your business month in and month out. Now, I'm taking a look here, and what are the hours of operation, Sean? When do you want the phone calls?
Oh, we're pretty much any time. We're
24/7?
Yeah, we're kind of 24/7. I mean, that might help bring in more calls. I don't know.
Okay. And then the service radius, she put here 2 counties. Do you want to be a bit more specific?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, Santa Barbara, San Luis Obispo counties are the 2 counties that
okay.
we operate in. But geographically, like radius, miles?
Okay. Well, what's going to happen is I'm going to give these I'm going to give these counties to the technician. So during your client onboarding, they're going to go over the areas. They're going to confirm with you. Like if you want to give zip codes, if you'd like to break it down to cities, we can do that. Okay. Within those counties, if
mm-hmm.
you want us to heavily target certain areas.
Yeah, I kind of do. I kind of like, well, it's weird because there's cities and there's lots of ranches and lots of, you know, people that have,
mm-hmm.
you know, nice big ranches and homes and stuff out in the countryside. And, you know, but at the same time, there's a lot of, you know, we don't want to get, it's hard to explain because if we go out in far distant locations and we're trekking out there and there's no cell phone service, that's how I lose business too.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, but I guess probably I think we'd go with radius and
okay.
general distances rather than towns and zip codes.
Okay.
So it covers like everything, kind of a carpet
sure.
bomb, you know?
Yes, absolutely. We can definitely do that. Now, tell me a little bit more about the keyword services, because currently your Google listing is listed under electrical installation services.
That's really all there is. The problem is that what I do is it's such a new thing, and they don't even have categories for
right.
for battery energy storage, for, you know, it's such a new thing. It's just solar. Everybody knows solar, of course.
Storage. Okay, what else? I see home energy storage, battery energy storage. I've got the electrical installation services, but there was other keywords that you said, other words that you said.
Peak shaving, that's starting
peak
to come
shaving.
Around. Time of use, yeah.
Okay.
Just as it sounds, time of use, peak shaving, mm-hmm. Energy arbitrage. I know these are weird.
Okay, hold on. You got time of use, energy. What's that word? Arbitrage?
Arbitrage. I know it's kind of a French-sounding name.
It is. Let me see if I can get a spelling.
I'm not sure
here.
If anybody.
My technician's going to be like, what is that? Is that even a word?
Hold on. I don't even think people are going to use
A-R-B-I-T-R-A-G-E. Like arbit range.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not sure if we even use that anymore. I don't, I'm kind of skeptical about that one. Also, you know, UPS for the house. I don't know. That's more like a marketing. I don't think customers are going to type in all that. They're going to type in, backup power, backup energy, backup storage, energy storage. You know, anything to do with, you know, losing power or, you know, high energy bills, things like that.
Right. Okay. Okay, let me see here. Okay, I need to schedule your client onboarding, energy bill, so high energy bill, like high energy bill discounting, right?
And I can always add these down. Yeah.
Yes,
and
absolutely.
And these are changeable.
Okay. Yes, they are.
Yeah,
absolutely. I can schedule your client onboarding for later today between 3 and 4, or we can schedule it for any time tomorrow.
Tomorrow is, and I can just be on the phone. I don't have to be in front of a computer, or should I be?
Correct. You don't have to be in front of a computer, but if you want to be, then you can be. It's really up to you.
Kind of do.
Okay.
Say, look at my schedule tomorrow.
Sure.
Tomorrow morning. Nice that we're in the same time zone.
Yeah, so the earliest appointment is between 7 and 8 a.m.
Well, that's way early.
8 and 9, 9 and 10, 10 and 11, 11 and 12.
How about 9 and 10?
Got it. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and lock that in. You will see an email
Thursday.
Notification come across, so you can literally lock it into your Google Calendar. It's going to say Local Splash, CI for client interview, EN for English. It will have your first and last name along with your phone number, and this will serve as a placeholder within the Google Calendar. So it's going to give you what we call a push notification 1 hour before the appointment, meaning it'll send a text and an email reminder to say, hey, Sean, client onboarding is coming within the next hour. If for any reason you're unable to keep that appointment time, please call or text back in right away so that way we can reschedule you as soon as possible. Okay?
Okay.
I'm sending you
also
a text.
Go ahead.
With my direct phone number and extension line so you have it.
Okay.
And what were you going to say?
Another question I have, a thing about it, I do have with Robbie and eConcept is I do pay, you know, but it's like $250 a month. It's too much, but I can, I do have the ability to log in and edit my website.
Mm-hmm.
Using his software program, his WYSIWYG drag and drool software that uploads, you know, that kind of thing, TCP/IP, that's old school hug.
Well, we have the abilities for you to go in and make changes and updates, but we'd have to rebuild the site. We can't obviously copy everything that they've got, and we can't take on somebody else's site. So you have a website all inclusive with a package. If you want to rebuild and you own the domain, that's fine. We can do something similar to what you've got. It doesn't have to be exact, but that is already included with your package.
And that includes me having the ability to edit and have log in to
the website editor.
What editor do you guys, what's your website editor?
Ours are built off of, I don't know what that website editor is. It's just in the back end of the dashboard under website editor.
Uh-huh.
But our sites are built on WordPress.
See, I'm terrible at WordPress. I hate it.
You also have a technician here that's available to, you know, help you walk through anything.
Well, the good thing about WordPress is from what I hear is it's great for blogging.
Mm-hmm.
is great for, you know, writing and blogging, and I kind of want to do that more too.
Mm-hmm.
I want to be more, I mean, because I looked at WordPress years ago, and for some reason I could never understand it. It never clicked with me, no pun intended. It just mm-hmm. like, it just seemed foreign. It just seemed, you know, I'm in Europe trying to learn metric or driving the freeway. How many kilometers per hour is that? I have no idea.
Right.
When I was in the Army,
yeah,
we use clicks in the Army, you know, yeah, metric in the Army, but that's just to blow shit up, you know, so to speak.
Right.
Funny. In my general life, I was like, I don't understand, where does this drag and drop do? What is this little freaking, you know, what do you call these things?
Mm-hmm.
Widgets. This widget does what? I mean, I could, and then you go look it up, and there's like 500 ways to use this little widget, and there's 17 guys that have different opinions. Like,
mm-hmm.
No, I just want to know how to use this thing, right?
Right.
So I hated it. So I started calling it, somebody else did it before me, but I started calling it Word Depressed.
How funny.
And we're like, we hate it. It's like either you love it or you hate it. It's like
right,
you know, a whole different thing. But anyway, if it means I can do more blogging or better ways of, you know, communicating with people through forums. I know there's a lot of forums and a lot of, like, you know, download this or customers can interact, so to
mm-hmm.
speak. You know, mm-hmm. upload files, download files,
right,
things like that. You know, so I do get called forum and stuff from my website, but maybe anyway, yeah, we'll talk more about that.
Yeah, you can always switch the website over if you want to. No worries. So I've gone ahead and got your calendar invitation sent out, and we're going to log this in. So 1 hour before that appointment, you will get the text and the email reminder, and then I will be the one to call and introduce you to your onboarding agent. And then we can just go ahead and get everything underway. So the
cool.
next
okay.
thing is I do need to go ahead and schedule. Oh, no, I've got that. Okay. So for the card you're putting on file, Sean, is there a middle initial or is it just your first and last name?
Oh, you're going to charge me, start charging now? Hold on a second. What is the monthly going to be? Are you going to give it all down? You're not charging me yet. You're just going to let me know.
Oh, no, we're going to go ahead and process the payment to secure the position. Yes. So we have the $199 for the local, the $300
okay.
in Google ads, and the $100 in Facebook ads. So you're looking at a grand total of $599. That's month to month with no contract. The first month, we are giving you an additional gift of $100 Google ads. So you're getting $433 in Google ads instead of the three that you're paying for as a little gift from us to
mm-hmm.
you for engaging in the VIP package. It does include a custom website design. Any time that you may need that, nothing additional for it, all inclusive. Okay?
Okay, hold on a second.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to log in something here. Okay, so I will have access to even start my website, even though, like a redesign and upload, like, right away?
So during client onboarding, what they're going to do is they're going to ask you if you would like a website. If you do want a website, they're going to ask you if you want to use your current domain or if you want us to purchase a domain. All of that is included with the package. If you choose to use your current domain, then we're going to get access to your current domain, and we're going to put our
uh-huh.
layout on it. Now, that if there's a website
yeah.
that you like, if you like your current site and you want something similar to that, then we have the ability to do that, and we can set up a separate client onboarding with the website technician. If you're undecided about what you want to do with the website for right now, we can leave your website as is, and we can always include that later on. Okay?
Yeah, I actually do have another website based on my competitor,
mm-hmm.
one of my competitors, and I like the way they have their website. I like the setup, and I'd like to kind of like not copy it
right.
exactly.
verbatim,
but different
okay.
color scheme. Yeah, hit more of a green, and they're more blue
mm-hmm.
For color scheme, but
okay.
kind of the same idea. like maybe do a wireframe based on that, and then before we upload it, we make some changes, things like that, and then, you know, kind of definitely use that. Of course, it'll look different from theirs anyway. It has to, but legally. But,
right.
I like the layout, the same idea, the same kind of general idea.
Hold on second. Let me get you. So that's going to be a separate appointment time. Give me just a moment here to go ahead and get that scheduled with Celine. So for tomorrow's appointment, that's going to be for your regular CI to get access to everything, to begin Facebook ads, Google ads, to begin the Google business profile programming. The client onboarding CI client interview for the website is going to be separate. So what is the, let me see here what time she has for tomorrow. That's 9. I can set your client interview for, okay, noon tomorrow she has.
Okay.
Does that work for you?
Yeah. Hold on a second. I'll put that in my...
I'll send you another invitation. What is the site that you want it to mimic or you want it, you know, base it off of?
It's called Axiom 360, the numbers, 360.com.
Axiom?
A-X-I-O-M. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
They do kind of like what we're doing, almost exactly the same. And,
okay.
AXIOM360.com.
.com. Mm-hmm. Okay. He wants it to be similar to this. Okay. Are you giving us a domain to work with, or are we purchasing domain?
No, it'll be the same domain.
Same.
CE805.com.
Okay. Cool. All right.
We'll be connected energy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, that's totally fine. Okay. Let me go back in here really quickly. Let me just put this in. Okay. Yes. Set up my site CI with Celine at 12 p.m. PST 425. Okay. Got that. This is the domain. Perfect. Okay. Yes. Using own domain within there. Okay. And then let me go ahead and flip over here really quick and lock that down for you so that you can see it in your calendar. Okay. It's going to come up as my site because that's the custom CWD, custom website design. And that's going to have, again, your first and last name, and it's going to have your phone number in there. And then that's going to serve as a placeholder, again, within the calendar. That way you can, you know, if you click accept on these invitations that I'm sending you, Sean, then what happens is it'll automatically lock into your Google Calendar for you. Okay?
I don't use a Google Calendar. I have a...
Oh, you don't?
Apple.
Okay. Oh, no. Yeah, mine converts over, but I use
how my... How do you do that? Oh, from Google?
Uh-huh.
Google converts to Apple, to your Mac?
Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm. I don't know how. Oh. My son set it up for me. Yeah. Yeah, he set it up for me.
I need to learn how to do the... Yeah, it's hard to do for me.
Right. Okay, we've got that. All right, so I'm ready for the payment information whenever you are.
Okay, it's MasterCard 5330.
Mm-hmm.
5600.
Mm-hmm.
0906.
Mm-hmm.
3937.
Expiration month and year.
09/25.
3-digit code on the back.
051.
I'm going to set a security question for your account. It's your choice of your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
First pet's name.
Which is?
T-E-G-O. Ego.
Okay.
It's actually two E's. T-E-E-G-O. Sorry.
Okay. All right.
And I can just... Yeah.
So what's going to happen is we set this security question to protect your proprietary information. If you ever get a call of somebody requesting for any more money, so to speak, like if they're requesting that you should pay additional costs based on anything else, please understand that that is not Local Splash. Always ask for your security question if you're not sure if it's Local Splash, because we've